morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. A bet on big tech means a green market. Yesterday's stocks surged to start the week after last week's slump. The Dow jumped 253 points or 0.67%. The S&P 500 climbed 0.87%. The NASDAQ gained 1.11%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are up 0.18%. That's about 0.2%. That's positive. You know, we're indicating we're going to have a positive opening this morning. Listen, the focus is on corporate earnings. You got 40% of the S&P 500 companies scheduled to report this week. So it's a heavy week for earnings. GM, Novartis, UPS, they've already reported and delivered positive results this morning, all showing gains in the pre-market. News story out there on Apple that iPhone sales in China are said to be off by 19% in the Q1. That's not good. You're seeing a little weakness in Apple this morning. This morning we get the purchasing managers data on tap. Expected to show some gains versus the March figure, so that's good. I see the Senate's going to be discussing an FAA bill, raising the pilot's age, making sure an unaccompanied minor sits next to an adult, that they know without having to pay for, a seat upgrade or what have you. It's a minor bill, but it is, it's got some key facts in there that I think will be helpful. So, let's take a look at, what's happening in Europe. I mean, the Europe action is good. It's very positive this morning. We're showing the DAX up 170 points. That's 0.95%. We're showing the FTSE up 20 points. That's 0.25%. We're showing the CAC gaining 36 points or 0.45%. London's, their PMI composite flash rose to, 54 in April. It was 52.8 in March. So that's a nice uptick. Germany, you get some positive earnings reports. That SAP report came out, the stock's trading higher. It's really supporting the market this morning. We're looking over in Asia last night, and Asia for the most part did show gains. I mean, the Nikkei jumped 113 points, which is 0.3%. Hong Kong, the Hang Seng, jumped 317 points. That's 1.92%. Shanghai in China fell 22 points or 0.74%. In Hong Kong, the annual inflation rate in Hong Kong edged down to 2% in March. That's down from, 2.1% the previous month. Tokyo, you got that Bank of Japan meeting, so I'm a little concerned there. That's really all that we're seeing in Asia. You look at oil. Oil's like a key factor because oil was trading higher this morning. It was up about 0.3%, 0.4%. Then it turned, and now it's lower. We're looking at WTI at $81.31 a barrel. That's down 0.72%. We're looking at Brent, $86.43. That's down 0.66%. The key thing here, I think, is, they're focusing on, what's going to happen after the bell today, because you got these oil stockpile estimates that's coming out from the American Petroleum Institute. Remember, these are estimates. They're not the official. The official numbers come tomorrow. But we've been reporting bills in inventory over and over again. So, there's got to be a little concern there. Showed another build. Yeah, oil pulls back. So I think they're expecting another build in the oil stockpile estimates. That's why you're seeing some weakness in oil this morning. But that's what I have for you for earnings update report, Emily.
Bill, at the top of that, you did highlight corporate earnings, a big week here for that. And we're going to be giving the highlights right here on Newswire's Trade Talk because we're using our Newswire. We're breaking it down into that earnings alert to gather all of that information. I can't imagine a week like this, finding all that information, keeping track of it, and being able to take advantage of opportunities because of it without Newswire. So we're going to turn to earnings action now. Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings?
We even have like an alert of just the companies that are reporting earnings for this week. So, it's a topic that we have, which is like a filter that contains all the ticker symbols of the companies reporting earnings this week. It's very valuable. Earnings that have come out this morning, Lockheed Martin, ticker LMT, Larry Michael Tom, they beat by 58 cents on higher revenue. That stock's up about 1% this morning. General Motors, ticker GM, Grace Mary, they beat by 48 cents on higher revenue. You look at General Motors, it's up 4.37% this morning. Quest Diagnostics, ticker DGX, David Grace X-Ray, they beat by 19 cents on higher revenue. Stocks up 3.8% this morning. GE Aerospace, ticker GE, General Electric, they beat by 16 cents on higher revenue. You look at shares of GE, it's up 4.37% this morning. Upcoming after the bell. There's a number of interesting ones. Texas Instruments, ticker TXN, Tom X-Ray Nancy. EPS is $1.06. Expected move, 4.89%. You got Visa, ticker V is in Victor. EPS, $2.43. Expected move, 3.42%. And we have Tesla, ticker TSLA, Tom, Sam, Larry, Apple. EPS is 46 cents. Expected move is 9.50%. It's going to be a key one. You're going to see a lot of volatility in Tesla today. It's already been trading flat to lower this morning, but it's really been on a downward spiral the last few weeks. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings reports, Emily.
A quick note here, General Motors, that beat by 48 cents on higher revenue. That was your pick of the day yesterday. So by the end of the show, we're going to do a recap on that. So stick with us to hear how your pick went. Now we're going to get to the day's economic events, a number of important reports throughout the week. So Bill, what is going on in terms of the day's economic events?
At 9:45 a.m., that's 15 minutes after the market opens, we get the PMI composite flash report. 10 a.m., we get new home sales. Also at 10 a.m., we get the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index. The new home sales, you know, they're due out, and their consensus is for a reading of 670,000, which would be higher than the previous report. And, you know, a positive report is going to help confirm that the U.S. economy is expanding modestly, despite, you know, the continued restrictive and monetary policy environment that we're under. So, you know, that could be very good. And then you get the, you know, flash PMI reports. So the Eurozone's flash PMI reports were all positive. We're expecting the U.S. flash PMI composite to be positive as well. So, you know, that could really help keep this market elevated today. So that's what we have for you in terms of economic factors this morning, Emily.
And, you know, I said this yesterday, Bill, you know, keeping track of all of those earnings, all of these economic reports, that seems like enough. But you're still keeping track of other information, all using your newsware. You're following things like merger news, guidance news, buybacks, other catalysts. And you can do things like group your stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, gathering all of this information every morning or at any point during the trading day. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check. I'm showing the Dow. I'm showing 8 lower, 3 unchanged. The rest are higher. So it's a positive indication for the day. We're looking at our FANG stocks. You know, Apple's trading, you know, 0.3% lower, you know, Tesla's down 0.2% lower, the rest are higher, you know, Meta showing a strong gain of 1.28% this morning. I think Meta has some legs. You know, you're looking at Apple. I mean, the story behind Apple is the iPhones. They plummeted 19% during the month of March, you know, for the first quarter. You know, that marks the poorest performance in that region since the onset of COVID in 2020. Not good for Apple. Amazon's introducing a low-cost grocery delivery subscription service for Prime members. I think they said it was going to be about $10 a month, $9.99. Yeah, that's interesting. It makes sense. Tesla, you know, focuses on earnings. You know, they got to, you know, come up with something to account for their slumping sales, you know, price cuts on electric vehicles around the globe. They're also dealing with competitions from hybrids and, you know, and they are doing layoffs. I mean, you know, they got a tough report ahead of them, but everybody's expecting a tough report. So we'll see what it looks like when it comes out. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, Microsoft. Microsoft announced 3 smaller AI systems that can fit on a cell phone with or without the internet. That's pretty darn interesting. I got to read more into that. But, you know, you look at shares of Microsoft and they are trading a little higher and there's room for that stock to run. Boeing ticker BA. You know, it's flat this morning, but, you know, they said they expect a slower increase in rate of 787 productions and deliveries due to supply shortages of a few key parts. Wow. You know, I mean, Boeing's a good stock. It's got a lot going for it, but now's not the time to go long. You got to wait for it a little bit. So if they haven't shaken out all the negative news, I mean, there is still downside risk here. We're talking merger news, Hibbert Sports, ticker HIBB, Henry India, boy, boy. They're being acquired by JD Sports and Fashion for $87.50 a share in a $1.1 billion transaction. Insight, ticker INCY, India Nancy, Charlie Yellow. They're going to be, they struck a deal to buy clinical stage drug discovery and development company eSense Pharmaceuticals for $750 million. Talking guidance news, General Motors. General Motors, you know, raised their 2024 adjusted EPS to $9 to $10. Street estimate is $9.08. That's an uptick. We're talking Metaspace, ticker MEDP. They came out last night. Michael Edward, David Paul. They see full year 2024 EPS coming in $10.79 to $11.47. Street estimate is $10.61. That's a big uptick. GE Aerospace, that's ticker GE, General Electric. They see full year 2024 EPS coming in $3.80 to $4.05. Street estimates $3.94. I like it. It's good. DGX, Quest Diagnostics, raised full year 2024 EPS view $8.72 to $8.97. Street estimate is on the low end, $8.75. So that's positive. Talking buyback news, this hit last night. Cleveland Cliffs, ticker CLF, Charlie Larry Frank. They announced a $1.5 billion stock repurchasing plan. In terms of catalyst calls, Albertsons, ticker ACI, Apple Charlie India. JP Morgan just added it to its focus list. Something to keep an eye on, ACI, Apple Charlie India. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Vertiv Holdings, ticker VRT, Victor Richard Tom. These guys do infrastructure, AI type infrastructure for data centers. They're releasing earnings tomorrow morning. Their EPS is 37 cents. The expected move is 12.09%. Okay, yesterday's call volume, 30,802 out call contracts versus 10,486 put contracts. Open interest, 172,101 calls versus 68,592 puts. Wow, that's 3-1 on the open interest, and it's a 3-1 on the call versus puts on yesterday's call volume. Vertiv Holdings, very, very nice call action going into earnings tomorrow morning. And I was looking at the major brokers, they are positive on the stock. They are raising price targets. I see price targets around $90 for the stock. So yeah, I'm talking the major brokers. I discount the other guys. I read last quarter's earnings report, and here's the CEO saying, we see tremendous opportunity ahead is that data centers needs of AI drive additional market demand. The price, right? Stocks, been on a nice run lately, and it should continue. I mean, listen, if you can get into the stock under 77, which is definitely possible, because, you're looking at the stock right now, it's 76.59 to 77. So, 76.50 to 77 is like a good entry price. And I think you're going to see a nice little gain in the stock today as it heads into earnings. But that's my pick of the day, ticker VRT, Victor Richard Tom, Vertiv Holdings, Emily.
Vertiv Holdings is today on an earnings play. And as I mentioned earlier, your pick of the day yesterday was also an earnings play. And coming up, we will do a recap on that. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay. Micron, ticker MU, plans to construct $100 billion mega fiber, employing more than 9,000 workers in upstate New York. Baker Hughes, ticker BKR. They're going to be supplying equipment for the third phase of Saudi Arabia's MGS. Interesting. Affirm Holdings, ticker AFRM. Stocks trading lower. It's really on watch as Walmart's backed FinTech One introduces its own buy now, pay later program. Affirm, saw it down 5% earlier. So yeah, it's a tough one for those guys. JetBlue, ticker JBLU, said it's on track to deliver $300 million of revenue initiatives in 2024. Philip Morris, ticker PM, they delivered a Q1 earnings beat this morning. Let's see what else we see here. Adobe, ticker ADBE, company said it plans to place a tool for full artificial intelligence image generation in its Photoshop software later this year. Ooh, that's nice. Capri Holdings, they're on watch with Tapestry because, FTC said on Monday it sued to block the deal. of Tapestry's $8.5 billion deal to buy Capri, saying it will eliminate the direct head-to-head competition. Dell and NVIDIA, Chinese universities and research institutes recently obtained high-end NVIDIA artificial intelligence chips through resellers despite the widening U.S. ban last year. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading, another trading day, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. I pointed it out early in the show, was General Motors, ticker GM. You did give us a look at the stock during your earnings rundown. The company did report earnings this morning. They've reported an EPS of $2.62. That was versus the $2.14 expected. They reported revenue of $43.01 billion, and that was versus the expected $41.92 billion. The company said revenue was up 7.6%. You also gave us that update and guidance during your newsware alerts. That was a bump there, all positive for the stock. The stock climbed yesterday, up again today. Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out fabulously. You gotta remember, you know, I gave an entry price of 42.25 to 42.30 on the stock. Now the stock opened up at 42.68, which was a little higher, but then it fell. It fell to 42.20. So, you know, I mean, I'm saying 42.25, 42.30. So it fell beneath that, you know, by 5 cents. And then it just started running and it hit a high of $43.56 and closing at $43.21. You're looking at this morning, the stock's at $45.15. So it went from 42.25, which was the entry price, all the way up to 45.15. It did hit a high of 45.73 this morning, I need to point out. So yeah, General Motors, big win yesterday and this morning. So you know, you gotta take the gains when you see them. And you know, if you did hold on, hey, you made even more money. So GM, good call yesterday. Very happy yesterday, Emily.
A winner all around there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Vertiv Holdings pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.